Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Rain throughout the day, but warmer with a high of Bud Dupree, 48. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. Yes, the Batconian mongoose. He's here. He's ready. Brian, in terms of the DK Metcalf stuff, Mike Tomlin saying, I do not condone the behavior. He also wouldn't really go into depth about it because he said there are legal ramifications. That was interesting that he said that. What did you make of everything he said and didn't say about the Metcalf situation?
Hello, Joe, and Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, legal ramifications, I guess, you know, word certainly got back to Mike Tomlin that the guy lawyered up pretty hastily yesterday afternoon. So, like, anybody wants to face a litigious Lions fan who's about to have a ton of time on his hands now that this team's not going to be in the postseason. So, I didn't see it happen live. I don't think anyone really did except for that one CBS camera and the people who were around him because I was watching the game. But then once the broadcast showed it, I kept my binoculars on that situation, and I mean, the guy didn't get kicked out. There was a ton of security around, not a ton, but multiple security people, and then a police officer. They appeared to be chatting with the guy extensively, reviewing cell phones from other people. I'm assuming that's some of the same footage that has now leaked out to social media. So, really bizarre situation. And Tomlin, I guess, you know, he had to answer for it in some way, but I guess he didn't really know what to say considering he wasn't there either.
Well, he did say, I don't condone the behavior. That's what stood out to me. And he did say, you know, unruly fans and volatile rhetoric, as the question was phrased, are just a component of our business today, which to me, the unspoken thing from Tomlin there is you got to find a way to deal with it no matter what. Is that what you took from that?
Yeah. And frankly, I agree with him. And that's one of those debates that you could have with your buddy about anything. You could be at a football game with your friend or a basketball game or a baseball game, and some fan from another team is chirping you. Your friend might say, we should go confront him, and you might say, let's keep it moving. I mean, that is like the, you know, everyday decisions that you make. And in this instance, DK Metcalf made the one in 10,000 decision to go get in the guy's face. And I think there's a lot of things that can be true here, Joe. Mike Tomlin's point that unfortunately this is part of it, but they all do get paid handsomely to be heckled at times, be cheered at times. That can be true. Fans acting like jack wagons is not cool. That can be true. Maybe even this guy is a particular problem and deserved to get punched in the nose. That can be true. And maybe he didn't use a racial slur at DK Metcalf. That can be true. So there's just a lot of tentacles to this. And as far as the precedents here with Shaq Lawson or even Lamar Jackson earlier this year, I mean, to be clear, I don't know. I can't make out really clearly from any of the audio that people have posted what was said or by whom, or even if something was said when these guys apparently had a run-in last year, which was reported, I think, by Tom Pelissero. So I don't know the depths of it, but it makes me think that the NFL at least doesn't have any findings or any concrete evidence of this guy saying something like that to provoke DK when I see the 2-game suspension.
I don't know that it matters what he said to the NFL. I think the NFL rules more on did this guy physically initiate anything, like the fan in Buffalo did with Lamar, and the league didn't do anything to Lamar. Now the Shaq Lawson thing makes you wonder. Similar situation. Guy that the player said was using, you know, threatening language, and he physically basically reached over the railing and pushed the guy. Why didn't Shaq Lawson get so much as a penny of a fine? I think the Bills fined him, not the league. No punishment from the league. I was talking with Andrew Filippone here, and I tend to agree. I'm not sure anything comes of this if it's not caught by a CBS camera and Romo and Nance really focus on it for a while. You know what I mean, Brian?
Yeah, that could be part of it. Maybe the fan himself escalating this could be part of it. Maybe they did find that Philly fan was completely out of line and provoked Lawson in a way that's more beyond the pale. I don't know. We're all speculating on those things. And the discourse around this has gotten pretty absurd, I guess, as it always does when you have these hot button topics with a bunch of different things baked into it, you know, fan player dynamics, race, a star player, an idiot fan wearing a blue wig. Like, there's a lot of strong opinions throughout the spectrum on this. I've seen people say that CBS should feel ashamed for showing it. Otherwise, this never would have gotten out and we never would have been the wiser and everyone could have gone about their day.
Well, let me be clear about that. Like I brought up, I don't know that this becomes a big issue if CBS doesn't show it. And if Romo and Nance don't talk about it to the extent they did, it's absolutely your job if you catch it to show it. If you're CBS, I completely defend that. What about, it seems the legal situation here is centered around what Chad Johnson and James Harrison have said on their podcast. That's what I'm reading into that anyway. Are they now involved in this legally? Because they better be right that DK told them that, correct?
Yeah, that's another layer of it too that is pretty bizarre. I mean, you're taking Chad Ochocinco and Debo at face value here, that they did have a discussion with DK himself and that it wasn't secondhand. And while I enjoy these guys' commentary at times on podcasts, and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.